Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, October 9th, 2018. I'm Sarah Lane. At its Made by Google event in New York City Tuesday, Google announced the Pixel Slate, a tablet running Chrome OS. It has a 293 ppi LCD display and a special UI that defaults to a grid of apps with suggestions for frequently used app functions at the top and a Google Assistant bar at the bottom. It also comes with a Titan security chip and automatic security updates and antivirus as well. You can buy the backlit Slate keyboard for it with circular keys and a flap for standing up the display as well. The Slate models start at $599 with 3 free months of YouTube TV. The keyboard sells for $199 and the Pixelbook Pen is also compatible at $99. The Pixel Slate will be available later this year. Oh, but that's not all. Google also announced the Google Home Hub, a smart display with Google Assistant. Doesn't have a camera in order to satisfy privacy concerns if you put it in places like the bedroom, but it does come with 6 months of YouTube Premium, a downtime mode that stops any interactions but alarms, parental controls, and a dashboard to control smart home devices. It's available for pre-order at $149 and ships October 22nd. Oh, but that's not all. Google also announced the 5.5-inch Pixel 3 and 6.3-inch Pixel 3 XL. The phones have a matte finished glass back and come in 3 colors, black, white, and not pink. The XL has an edge-to-edge OLED screen. The camera features improved low-light shooting, wide-angle selfies, and more. Google Lens can work without a data connection for some features, and Google added a call screening feature that answers the phone for you and asks why the person is calling while displaying a transcript on the screen. This is amazing. Google Duplex, which can call a restaurant for you, is coming to all Pixel phones next month. The Pixel can show alarm functions, photos, and answer questions like weather when wireless charging on a Qi stand, like the new Pixel stand, available for $79. The Pixel 3 is available for pre-order now, starting at $799 from Verizon on October 18th and unlocked on Project Fi. Sony president Kenshiro Yoshida has confirmed that the company is working on a new PlayStation. In an interview with the Financial Times, Yoshida said, quote, "At this point, what I can say is it's necessary to have a next-generation hardware." But he declined to formally name Sony's future console the PlayStation 5. Rumors have it that Apple may announce new iPad Pro models, new Macs, and possibly more this month. Sources tell 9to5Mac that the new iPads will have 2 Wi-Fi models in both size options and 2 LTE models in both size options as well. Other features include edge-to-edge displays, Face ID, and no home button. With a USB-C port, reportedly the 2018 iPad Pro will be able to output 4K HDR video to external displays and include a new panel in the Settings app where users will be able to control resolution, HDR, brightness, and other settings for those connected displays. A new version of the Apple Pencil may also be announced that pairs with the iPad Pro by proximity, like via AirPods or HomePod. As for charging, a magnetic connector is rumored as well on the back of the iPad to allow for the connection of different accessories. Back to Google, but very different news. The company announced plans to shut down the consumer version of Google Plus after a previously undisclosed security flaw was reported by the Wall Street Journal. The report claimed that Google discovered a flaw back in March that exposed personal profile data of hundreds of thousands of Google Plus users, but the company chose not to go public with the information. Google Plus launched back in June of 2011, but usage has waned over the years. Back in 2015, the company said it had plans to drop Google Plus as a requirement across its other products. If you have the physical version of Call of Duty Black Ops 4, the day one update is big, 50 gigabytes big. The day one update must be completely installed to play multiplayer, zombies, and specialist headquarters, but Blackout, which is the Battle Royale mode, is playable once installation is about 30% complete, which is about 20 gigs. Activision says that for an optimized download experience, you should have 112 gigabytes of free hard drive space. Instagram announced a new set of anti-cyberbullying features that use machine learning to optically scan photos posted to the app to detect bullying and then send the post to Instagram's community monitors for review. The idea is that harassers won't be able to post defamatory photos to bypass Instagram's text filters for bullying. That's already in place. The company launched text filtering for bullying back in May. And finally, security expert Yossi Applebaum, co-chief executive officer for U.S. telecom company Sepio Systems, has provided documents, analysis, and other evidence backing up the investigative report in Bloomberg Businessweek last week that detailed how China's intelligence services had ordered subcontractors to plant malicious chips in Supermicro server motherboards over a two-year period ending in 2015. Applebaum previously worked in the technology unit of the Israeli Army Intelligence Corps. He also said he had seen similar manipulations of different vendors' computer hardware made by contractors in China, not just products from Supermicro. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. I'm Sarah Lane. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.